Here's Anaheim getting the puck. Killorn fires it wide of an empty net. It was touched. No icing. This game is history. The Anaheim Ducks defeat the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yay, yay, yay. 4-2 the final. And this is a pleasant day in Orange County country for the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, the Ducks turn the page coming in this game. Losing the last four games, but what a performance. Right from puck drop, they had a template. They had a well-executed agenda here tonight, and they set forth and went out and accomplished a huge 2 points. Big-time performance by goaltender John Gibson, who made countless big-time saves right until the very end. Kudos to him, and kudos to this whole Ducks team for laying it all out the line here tonight.
You're going to hear a big roar. The Ducks are going to celebrate, raise their sticks to this big crowd. And you'll hear it in just a moment. Listen to the reaction as they raise their sticks at center ice. Here we come. Yeah. 4-2 the final.
And the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app, download and register required at participating McDonald's.
You know what? We've been waiting for this night for a while, haven't we? And it's a good effort against a pretty good hockey club in Columbus. 4-2 the final, and a good way to get a win here in the middle of this six-game homestand and get you ready for the next one against a very good Vegas Golden Knight team.
Yeah, they're no slouch. They're a very good hockey club. So, look, let's see if the Anaheim Ducks can string a couple together, play the same way. Even better, you're going to have to against a very elite-level Vegas Golden Knights team, but they'll be ready.
And you know what's another positive, just thinking about it? John Gibson's back. You know what Lukáš Dostal has done? Hey, I think the goaltending's in pretty good shape if everyone stays healthy. And he comes out to center to take a high five with a hockey stick. He was good tonight.
Yeah, he definitely was. This Honda Center crowd going nuts as he delivers the stick to one of the fans. Good thing. I just want to make a note that second goal for the Columbus Blue Jackets scored by Kirill Marchenko on assist.
And you know what? Some of his teammates are there clasping hands with him as they introduce Trevor Zegras, one of the stars. And there'll be another one coming up here. And then I'll just get a final word before we hand it off to Alexis and Emerson in the booth down the row from us here at Press Row, and get ready for their post-game show. And then we'll join you against the Vegas Golden Knights. Here's another star, Jackson Lacombe, who had a big goal at the time of the game. So a lot of different contributions, but all in all, perfect way to end Military Night in Honda Center.
Come on, boys, let's keep on winning. It's more fun when you're winning hockey games.
Yes, it is. Well, what do you say we let you go and get ready for the post game? I will see you at the practice and, of course, our next home game against Vegas.
Sounds good, Steve.
All right. Oh, it's nice to win. Oh, good feeling. They're introducing Jackson Lacombe to the big audience, the TV people. We're going to just end things right now so we can hear from Alexis and Emerson. Want to thank Rick Cutler, onside engineer, Vic Pencer, onside statistician, and, of course, all the folks at Skyview for their work this evening and throughout the season up to this point. Again, 4-2. Good guys win, even though they were outshot 41-29. Stay tuned for the postgame show. You'll hear it live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks get a victory at home tonight on this military appreciation night on a Sunday evening, 4-2 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. A sweet, sweet win, Emerson Edom. What a game.
Yeah, not only a 4-2 win here at Honda Center, but the San Diego Gulls 4-2 win over the Tucson Roadrunners. So, look, this is a...
Synergy.
Yes, a big day here for this whole Ducks organization. And just we want this winning to continue, right? As I signed off there with Steve at the... shortly after the final buzzer. Look, this is it's just more fun when you're winning hockey games, isn't it?
Absolutely. Good to get a win tonight at home. The Ducks, 30 shots on goal. Columbus, 41. We're going to dive into all the highlights now, talk about this game. Starting in the first period, the Ducks were the first ones to get on the board. It was Brett Leason at the net front. A beautiful pass by Cutter Gauthier, 3:13 into the period.
Here's Columbus trying to get it out. The veteran Jack Johnson's there, but he can't pull the trigger on a clearing attempt. They finally maneuvered off the right wing wall. The veteran Zach Aston Reese clearing it out. Ross Johnson, a shot. Sticks a rebound. They score! Brett Leason on a pass from the right wing wall. And how about that? A goal from the fourth line. Gauthier, the other member. And the Anaheim Ducks have taken a 1-0 lead.
Big goal from the fourth line there to get things going.
Yeah, Ross Johnson with a great entry, great delay. He noticed he had a lot more time than maybe usual on a lot of entries, and he stopped up face of the play. I keep trying to say, hey, the good things happen when you delay and when you extend possession. That's exactly what he did. And not only that, you never want to make what should be your third, fourth option your first. And that's why the delay, you could always chip it in if there's no options prevail there on those delays. But he gets to the net after no second wave option there on the weak side. Great pass. Great backhand pass from Cutter Gauthier. What a play. And then the guy who inserts himself into this lineup after being in and out, Brett Leason, what an impact there early on.
Not even just inserting, but a center. He hasn't played center, from my understanding, since his junior days. So
keep him at center.
Yeah, it looked pretty seamless there tonight. The Columbus Blue Jackets, though, would answer in the first period. Igor Kachinov, he was able to get the next goal, tying it up.
Here comes Chunikov, hands it off to Werenski, a shot, they score! Well, maybe a little too much traffic there in front, a pretty good shot from way out. Killorn will leave the sin bin, and Columbus will leave the ice with a 1-1 tie now.
Chunikov getting that goal, you know, he had a presence in this game, Emerson, really, throughout the whole 60 minutes, I felt like.
I agree. Even till that last beautiful John Gibson save. I mean, that was Chunikov there who went down on one knee trying to lift that puck. And highway robbery from John Gibson. What a save. But, yeah, a nice goal early on. And it's good to see this Ducks team not fizzle out, right? They had a great start to the first. And I think the second half wasn't as good. But look, this was a more complete game from the good guys. So good to see.
Really good start by the Ducks in that first period. They were leading with 4 shots on goal to none to the Columbus Blue Jackets through the first few minutes of this game. Moving into the second frame, the Ducks able to add another one, this time coming from defenseman Jackson Lacombe. He got the rebound off a really hard shot from Radko Gudas.
There's a shot attempt off the goal post. Oh, my, they came so close to grabbing a lead. That's Troy Terry. Gets it back, a drive. Gudas deflected, rebound, score! An open Anaheim player in front of the net. And they are mobbing Jackson Lacombe. He'll get credit for the goal, and the Ducks have a 2-1 lead.
Great to see Jackson Lacombe get that one. I know that after that last game with the turnover he had, I'm sure that felt good.
Yeah, no, it definitely looked as if that was the case when he went back to the corner there on the near side and huddled up there with Trevor Zegras, who gave him a nice fist bumps. But, yeah, when he's at his best, he's that aggressive, and that's right to around the slot area where not a whole lot of defensemen go, at least non-aggressive defensemen, and he's a guy that likes to get up in the play. When he's playing his best, he's up in the play, he's moving his feet, and he's getting in around those scoring areas. So it was a nice rebound goal, put it short side shelf there, and probably his best game of the year, Jackson Lacombe, right? I mean, he was effective, he was looking confident on the power play, and look, this was definitely probably his most complete game of the season so far.
3 shots on goal, and one of those, of course, being that goal for Jackson Lacombe. The Ducks led 2-1 after 2 periods of play, and they kept it rolling into the third period. It was Leo Carlson in the slot, just got the crowd roaring here at Honda Center.
Dumoulin closing in, a shot, big pileup in front, another shot, oh, and it's blocked as Strome had a close-in shot, rebound, score! Leo Carlson! From the slot, and that, my friends, is a huge goal to give Anaheim a 3-1 lead here in the third period.
All right, I gotta say that it felt good to see Leo get a goal playing against Fantilli.
Yes,
I'm just the competitive spirit. It felt good.
And if we could be honest, probably the better player up until that point was Fantilli, just from an overall more puck touches, more involved in a lot more plays, but. Leo says, no, I'm the higher pick. I am the better player, and let me show you why with a nice one-time shot. Beautiful patience there by Brian Dumoulin right in the slot there, feeding over 5 feet, and makes no mistake. He goes short side. Well, from that position, goes far side high, and what a pop-out one tee that, what a finish.
Good for Leo Carlson to get that one here tonight. The Blue Jackets, they would answer back. Kirill Marchenko getting their second goal of the game. It was a one-goal game at that point. They pulled the goaltender, and the Ducks were able to capitalize on that. It was Isaac Lundestrom with the empty netter, 18-20 into the third.
Fired up on the wall. Nothing better than an open net goal, huh? Here's a chance for that to happen. In on goal, they score! Isaac Lundestrom. The Ducks broke out of their own end in a hurry, and Lundestrom fell by himself, threw it into the net. It's 4-2 for the good guys.
That was a seamless transition for Steve there. Oh, it'd be good to get an empty netter. Exactly what happened.
And what a call that was,
yeah,
right?
Good call from Steve.
Yes, it was just what this Ducks team needed. Just some reassurance, some security. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is a complete game for the most part for the Ducks, and they got to continue to play this way.
They do. Now, despite the two-goal lead at that point, Columbus still kept their goaltender off the ice, and they kept it in the Ducks zone for a late amount in the game, and it was John Gibson who had to come up big with under 20 seconds to go, making a huge glove save.
Here's Marchenko in, shoots, right pad kick out Gibson. That was kind of fitting late in the game. Another opportunity, a shot. Oh, did John Gibson stop that? Yes, he did. And what a way to get close to the end on a sparkling save by Gibby.
Talk about jumping into the fire for this game for John Gibson, especially late there with that save.
I mean, he made some big-time saves. Also got a little bit of luck there early on, or I guess a little bit early on in that third period. He had a shot that went off the near side post there. It was a far side shot from release from the far side there. But, boy, rings off the post. So he caught a little bit of luck, but that's what happens. The hockey gods reward you when you're playing so well. They'll help you out, and a lot of times has to do with those posts and crossbars.
The hockey gods were on our side tonight. The Anaheim Ducks getting a 4-2 victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets. And since the Anaheim Ducks won, it's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. When we come back, we'll have your thoughts going to our text line. So if you haven't got your text in, get it now.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. .com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Buffalo!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Orange Country celebrating a win tonight. The Ducks 4-2 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. And tonight we saw the return and the season debut of goaltender John Gibson. He already had the chance to speak with the media down in the locker room. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
First game of the season tonight for you. How did you feel out there?
Pretty good. I'm kind of played catch up a lot. Training camp in the last few weeks, but I give credit to the guys. I was telling the other guys out there, I mean, there's guys coming on early, staying after, shooting on me, helping me get to work to prepare to get back in the game speed. So it was felt pretty good as the game went on, and it was a good team effort.
Defensively, what did you feel like the guys in front of you did well to kind of make it easier for you?
I think they did a really good job clearing the rebounds out when there was rebounds and just kind of not letting anything back door. And they got some big guys, so just kind of blocking out in front and making it a clear lane for me to see the puck.
Interesting, at the end there, obviously came up with that huge glove save, a lot of big saves at the end, and then McGinn also took a really tough shot block there. Almost got the clear on the Marchenko goal. Just kind of the effort from you and then from the guys in front of you tonight, how the D-goal exchange worked.
I think, like I was saying, it was a team effort. I mean, from the top to the bottom, penalty kill, power play, it was good. We played a direct game, kind of what we were talking about, getting pucks and bodies to the net and try to score some of those greasy, dirty area goals, and we were able to tonight, and hopefully we can just keep building off that.
Second period, they had a lot of long possession time in your zone. What did you see from your guys to kind of limit the damage there and not make it so bad?
Yeah, we played sound defensively. I mean, there's long shifts there, but kind of defended from the inside out, kept from the outside, and when there was shots, they did a good job blocking out and letting me see it.
You kind of touched on it, but what was the key to shaking off the rust? Because there is nothing like game speed.
No, I was just doing everything I could to prepare myself, and obviously you need the team to help me out, and it was, like I said, it was a team effort.
When it comes to game speed, you know, guys aren't running into you in practice. And you took one there in the third period. But how'd that one get you back in there?
I'm used to it. I've been around long enough. I got a pretty good idea. But like I said, I mean, it was just trying to do my practices, do my goalie skates, and get the speed and tempo back as quick as I could.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
You just heard from goaltender John Gibson, who got his first win of the season in his first appearance this season, talking about how it really was a team effort. And I also liked, Emerson, how he brought up when the question was asked about the zone time for Columbus in that second period, because there was a couple extended shifts, how they defended inside out. Interesting point there.
Yeah, and just kept it tight right around them, limited a lot of, as you mentioned, second and third opportunities. Big bodies there on the back end for the Ducks, and they, you know, at least he reiterated that they were able to get the clears, and that was great. Then he touched on the Matthew Olivier just going right through him there, taking him out, and his ability to fight that one off and just hold steady, hold strong, and finish strong. So he's a tough customer. He's been in this league a long time, and I guess in his own words, he's stated it was no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of laughed too during that play when Gibson just sat in the net. He just sat back, let his guys, you know, take him down after that happened. He just was like, I'm going to sit here, wait till everyone gets out of the way, and then I'll stand back up.
Oh, yeah. And look, you know, that win felt good for him.
Yeah.
It's been a tough few seasons here. And for him to, you know, come back from kind of a freak injury there and come in, play well. Whole team played well in front of them. It must be a great feeling.
Yeah, certainly. Let's get to the text line now. Some of your thoughts. Thanks so much for sending in your messages. The first one here, Daniel from Corona. He said, so good to see Gibby back and a much-needed W for these Ducks. Get your hot dogs and hamburgers ready. I think we are about to get out the ketchup bottle, hoping for a victory streak for these guys, which I'm going to let you comment on that before I finish this.
So for maybe the listeners who haven't tuned in to the last couple of post-game shows, we've been talking a lot about the ketchup bottle, and just it's like goals, right? When goals are hard to come by, so is that first little get of that ketchup out of a ketchup bottle, and you like to just nick that side, and it starts flowing, right? After the initial couple of pumps there, that ketchup starts flowing, no different than goals. Hopefully, this is a one that's going to continue on as far as success in the goal scoring area, and hopefully this strings together a lot more wins and get that ketchup bottle action going in the win column.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, Daniel, for bringing that up. Also, I wanted to finish the rest of his message, and he said, also, can someone explain to me why it's so satisfying to watch Zelly skate? I can't look away when he's on the ice. He is so fun to watch. I have those moments too where I feel like I'm watching him, and I mean, he just is so explosive.
Yeah, he's so it's smooth. Like he's intense. Yeah, it's like a combination of intense because he's moving so quick, but he's always got his head up too, so he's always looking for the next play. But yes, very a soothing effect, and he's already one of the better skaters in the National Hockey League. It's crazy how young he is. And he just keeps getting more confident each and every game. I think as the confidence builds, so does the skating. It just it kind of goes hand in hand for him. And he's been so explosive. He's been skating well. And it's so good for this Anaheim Ducks team to have a player like him.
Yeah, I've been really happy for Zelly, you know, in this season after finishing the year with the Ducks last year, then coming in and just being full-time with the team. He's been a great fit on the back end. Another text that we got here from Logan. Logan said, the Ducks are finally playing as a team the last couple games. Emmer, how long does it usually take for forward lines to start clicking in your experience?
Well, it always drove me insane being just shuffled down the deck and, you know, up and down, switching lines. You get chemistry with – and here's the worst. You get chemistry with a line. Maybe your team loses, but – you know, your line had a night, right? Maybe a couple points, and but you lost. So now you have to shuffle up the deck. And even though, you know, you might have found chemistry within that one game, other guys didn't. And here you are being shuffled up and down with the lines. And it's frustrating in that sense. But look, I think all four lines played really well here tonight. There's not one line. Maybe the Carlson, Strom, Killorn line. I think out of the gate, they were a little bit slow just as far as in terms of other lines. I think other lines were really buzzing out of the gate. That one, that line took a little bit to get going, but what a shot from Leo Carlson. You know, Stromer gets an assist there late. And I said it just live on the broadcast, that Ryan Strom's been able to pick up these late points, right? These late game goals here for the Ducks. He's been getting on the score sheet, so that's good to see him just fight until the very end and getting rewarded for it. But, yeah, the worst is when you have a great outing as a line. Other lines on the team don't have a good outing, and you're right back in the swing of things.
And then they change it.
Probably the worst part about it, but it's all part of it, right?
Yeah.
It's all part of the business. You like to get that Ryan Getzlaff, Corey Perry effect of just sheer dominance between line mates for so long. That's the best. I had that same kind of chemistry with Lyndon Vay during my time with the Medicine Hat Tigers. We were never really split up. Hunter Shinkarica was a lineman of mine that we played pretty much the whole year together. So it's really nice to have for sure one sidekick, if not two, for that continued just success.
I feel like we're going to end up probably seeing some similar lines here in the next game. But, of course, something to note, Mason McTavish not in the lineup here tonight. He was out, so we'll have to see if, you know, he's back for the next game. But also, as you were talking, Emerson, 12 skaters. I counted 12 skaters for the Ducks here tonight got a point in the game. That's great. You want that depth in the line.
Good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes. It is good vibes. Let's get one more text in before we send it to break. Let's see. We got a lot of messages here tonight. Thanks, guys. Alexis and Emerson. Wow, what a game. Not the amount of shots on goal I was expecting, but we seem to have a harder mentality and we're moving the puck up the ice. What will it take to keep this mentality and playing we saw tonight going into Wednesday against Vegas? And the message is from John R. Thank you, John, for the message. What will keep to take this mentality and keep playing against Vegas? Well, we've seen Vegas already. Emerson, what do you think?
Wasn't pretty, that first outing there in Vegas.
No.
Great performance by Reimer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm looking at it, I don't have it in front of me, 4-1, I think was the final of that one. But, look, besides the score, Reimer played really good in that game. And, look, I think this Ducks team has put up more shots consistently as of late.
Yep.
In my humble opinion, I wish they would get off to just and separate the shots on goal just early on, like just completely, mm-hmm. Separate, get a solid 15, 16 shots in the first period and go from there. Because, 30 to get the win tonight, it's this Ducks team just needs a high shot volume. We saw, 39 versus Chicago, and that didn't get the job done. So, look, this was a good outing for so many different reasons, but if they can get bottom line to that 40-plus shot mark, mm-hmm. I think that's something to strive for.
I think that this win tonight for the team is really important, too, because I feel like the energy amongst the group, while it might have been good in practice, I felt like I noticed last week, you look at the game and it hasn't been that consistent full game that we want to see, that full 60-minute effort. And tonight, getting this win, getting four goals as a part of it, and a lot of those goals coming in a way that the Ducks have been working on, getting to the net more. I know that was hard against Minnesota because they protected, the middle so well, but I feel like this was so crucial for this team to win this game tonight after these last couple losses and still having good spurts of play recently. I feel like if they, as a group and the leaders in the locker room, I think that this is a good game. I see it as the leaders in the locker room step up, really pump up the team, say we got to keep this going. I feel like that's how you help carry the mentality.
Well said. And
you're good, Emmer. We don't have a mute button here on the
post
game. These
mute buttons are tough, so coughing something
get
else.
Get you some water. We'll send it a break in a second.
Radko Gudas with a game, speaking of.
Oh, boy. Okay, we might have to wait to have your thought till after the break. What do you think?
Speaking of Radko Gudas and leadership, he had himself a night.
Okay, we're going to send it to break. And when we come back, we'll keep getting to more of your text. We're going to let Emerson get some water. We'll be right back.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn, your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn.
This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. They're a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
We're back with the post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. And we don't want to wait too much longer because head coach Greg Cronin already talked to the media down in the locker room. So let's hear his thoughts on this game.
Well, the guys were doing a lot of good things, and it wasn't necessarily being shown up on the scoreboard, but to get four tonight, it's got to feel great to kind of know that what you guys are doing is finally showing up.
Yeah, I thought it was visible in Minnesota. I think the three of the last four games, going back to Chicago, were all kind of template games for us, how we're supposed to play. Shot volume wasn't as much tonight as it was the Chicago and Minnesota, but I thought we had some decent zone time. Yeah, we got caught out in the second period there for that long shift, but I thought they did a good job, you know, keeping the shots to the outside. And when they did get their chances, the QB did a great job.
But there was a stretch of the game where one team would control than the other. How do you think you guys managed that in terms of resiliency, opportunism, and that sort of thing?
It's exactly what I said. After the second period, we controlled most of the first 10 minutes, and they got that long shift, and they kind of controlled the next 10 minutes. And then they played last night, so we were fortunate. They had kind of had a little bit of tired legs at the end, but they pushed. And, when they got that second goal, obviously they got energized by that. And I thought we did a really good job on the pull goalie.
Lacombe, thought it was kind of a bounce back game for him. Seemed like he was very involved positively in the second period in particular. What did you see in his game tonight?
He was skating. He was moving the puck with conviction. And when he's skating, he's moving the puck and he's moving his feet off the puck. We saw that in the exhibition season. He's a difference-making defenseman. I also thought that, Monahan's that line can be a handful. They've been really good analytically. And I thought Lundstrom's line with Robbie and McGinn did a good job against them.
Obviously, McGinn at the end there, he gets stung by that shot. Mm-hmm. He almost clears the puck on the Marchenko goal, and he gets the assist. Lundy gets it. Nice to see a reward for those guys after they really worked hard for the prior 59.
Yeah, we've been trying to bingo ball lines together, try and create some identity within the lines, which would obviously strengthen our team identity. And, those three guys are all penalty killers. They're all responsible. So I think in matchups at home, when you try and neutralize other teams' top line, that's a line you can rely on.
A couple goals, Leo's goal and Jackson's goal come off really nice forechecks. Did you like what you saw from your team in that aspect?
Yeah, we had our moments. I mean, we threw a lot of pucks to their goalie in the first period, and he was able to move it past our first two forecheckers, but I thought we did a good job when they did have a traditional, like, narrow breakout. We got on top of people and got pucks back. Aside from the forechecking, I thought the second power play, I mean, we almost had four or five grade-A chances. I don't know how they didn't go in, but, we keep putting pucks, and I think that'll unlock some of this frustration with the scoring.
Season debut for John Gibson. What did you see from him tonight?
He was great. I mean, think of it, he hasn't played in a long time. I think the first period, his movement was a little bit sloppy, and then you could see as the game went on, he got more and more precise with his movements.
A couple of big face-off wins tonight for Trevor in the defensive zone. Is he kind of playing like the number one center for now?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, whether it's him or Leo, I don't care what night it is, they're both number one centermen. And I, you know, Trevor was outstanding on the circle. I looked after the second period, we're trying to get a read on who's winning the draws, and I think he was at like 70% after two, so that's great for him, and it's great for his line mates.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
You just heard from head coach Greg Cronin there. Very positive night in his eyes, you know, just liking what he's seen from the Ducks team in more recent games, also giving some praise to Jackson Lacombe. And Emerson, what were some of your thoughts on what he had to say?
Well, I like the points there at the end about the lines. And let me ask you this, AD, and I'll go back to Crow there. I mean, who do you take out? We mentioned Mason McTavish. I mean, if you were the coaching staff, I mean, is there a guy that you could look at just like maybe take this game out? I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
Sorry to put you in that tough
position. I know.
Position,
I'm sitting here looking at our lines now.
It's such a tough thing to do. I mean, I can't look at one player that it would just be such a tough subtraction. You know, maybe Brett Leason goes out again, and or could it be a guy like Cutter? I mean, but he got a point. So you look at those mm-hmm. third and fourth lines, and it's just like, who do you take out? But just going back to Crow there, I really like his words on Gibby. They were honest words, and mm-hmm. it looked maybe a little bit funky from a stylistic standpoint due to how long he's been out, but he quickly got on track, and he didn't give up. He gave up that one goal. It was tied coming out of the first, but
yeah,
look, he had some solid saves there, kept the team in it the whole time. So I like that aspect, and a good answer when it came to Gibby. But I just think through and through, he's got to be happy with the boys tonight. He spoke on Z, and that was mm-hmm. great to hear, just giving props to Z in that face-off circle, seeing some success there. And
yeah,
hopefully, you know, Z can just somehow, some way, get that production up. See that the win percentage coming out of tonight. And, just going back to the last game, you want to see him bury on that penalty shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's feeling the pressure. He's a guy of high standards, and we know he's putting pressure on himself. Everyone wants to see him do well, and he's having more fun when he's, you know, out there just making things happen. So, great plays for him leading up to that Lacombe goal. And let's just hope that whether it's the faceoff circle and other areas of the game, that he just really starts to dominate.
Ducks fans always have more fun when he's out there having fun. And you touched on it, the faceoffs. He was 63% after the first period. He ends the night at 53%. So that's a great note as well. And then also you touched on that one goal that John Gibson did give up in the first period from Kachinov. Or Chinikov. I keep saying that. I don't know why. In my head, it's Chinikov. My bad. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is in my head. But anyways, I mean, he ended the night here. I'm looking at his stats from this game. I mean, obviously he had the goal, but 7 shots on goal. You have Werenski, 8 shots on goal. Marchenko, 5 shots on goal. Those guys are shooting the puck up there.
I mean, Werenski and a few of that's almost half between two guys. And half your 40 shot on goal total. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's saying something. Werenski was all over the ice all game long. He was scary. And, yeah, they have and they have a lot of Russians on their team. How about that? I have to go back and see, maybe the team with the most Russians on it. I mean, you know, Marchenko, Vronkov, Chinikov, and the list goes on and on. You got a couple of Provorov. And then you have Tarasov, you have the goaltender. So it almost seems like a upwards of a third of the team, probably a quarter of the team is from that area of the world. So, wow, that's a sight right there.
We have a couple more texts that have rolled in. I want to read, Emerson. We have a message here. I was at the game with my girlfriend. She enjoyed it. Can you tell me why? I'm glad she enjoyed it. Can you tell me why the refs didn't call tripping on Zegras in the third? I'm trying to remember that play.
Yeah, there was a huge commotion there. And there was a couple of, you know, close maybe missed calls.
Yeah.
I thought a couple of guys, there was a play that Troy Terry had where he got hacked pretty good there around the hands.
Yes.
That I thought a slash should be called. But, yeah, there was a lot of commotion going on. Look, the game's fast. Sometimes the refs miss it. But the refs have been a lot nicer to this Anaheim Ducks team this season. I think that's in combination with the Ducks just moving their feet more and not relying on their twigs to haul guys down, because they've been a lot more disciplined team here this season. I thought the power play looked great at times tonight. So hopefully they can continue to stay out of the box and look darn sharp on the power play as they did tonight.
And speaking to your point about penalties, 25th in the NHL for penalty minutes per game, 7.4. This was before this game here tonight, so obviously that'll change just a tiny bit probably. But Good stuff there. I mean, from what the Ducks had last year to end the year, we knew that was going to be an emphasis into this season. So glad the team has been able to be a bit more disciplined this year. One more text that I want to get to. Let's see. Logan from Austin via Los Alamitos. Is that correct for me not being from SoCal? I believe
yes,
that is.
Los Alamitos.
I'm learning the SoCal towns still.
And I do think there is a Los Alamitos on the NorCal, but okay. There is one down here too.
So. Okay.
Yes, Los Al. We refer to Los Alamitos as Los Al.
Okay. Thank you for the like I said, this is what year three for me in SoCal. I'm still learning. I love hearing all the towns though. But Logan said Z is looking more dominant at center each game. He's in the middle of every play and creating tons of chances. Maybe if the team starts buying squeezable ketchup bottles, our luck will turn.
Hey, the ketchup bottles is
my goodness.
It's trending right now. I mean, and by the way, I am fine. As we were discussing the ketchup bottle last before break there, I had a cough attack. I needed some ketchup there to clear my throat. But anyway, no, this ketchup bottle, I think, I don't know if Timu started or not. I know he's explained it a couple of times. Mm. I feel like anytime anyone's explained it to me, he's that kind of the leader in explaining it. But yes, it's the ketchup bottle. And yes, whether it's the goals, more goals that are just starting to pour out, or the more wins starting to just pour out, I hope. Orange Country, like the ketchup bottle, starts flowing out of that bottle.
Do you have a final quack, or is that going along with
my
it?
Final quack? Was that my final quack last time? Was the ketchup bottle? I'm going to go along with it once again. I can't think of anything else than a ketchup bottle. I'm going to stay with the ketchup bottle. Come on, Heinz ketchup bottle. Keep banging on that thing. It's going to keep pouring out, AD.
My final quack for tonight in looking ahead, taking on Vegas on Wednesday. You know, the Ducks had a lot of good fortune against them last season. They lost that season opener last year, and then after that were very, very good against Vegas. So I'm going to hope that, you know, that luck from last year rolls into this year and they take this game, the 12 guys on the score sheet, and they roll it into Wednesday.
Let's do it against Wild Bill in the Vegas Golden Knights. I would love to get a win against Wild Bill.
Yeah. That'll be a 7 o'clock game on Wednesday night. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay from this one here tonight, the win over the Columbus Blue Jackets, you can after the break. Otherwise, Emerson, anything else?
Ready
to wrap it up?
Come on, let's get the ketchup bottles pouring out. Let's go, Ducks.
We're going to get you one. All right, so we'll be back 6:30 on Wednesday. The final here tonight, 4-2 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Thanks so much for tuning in for this post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, and have a great night.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover,
this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world,
we are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted,
or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from
you? And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly what
he is. We've got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Roads station should be your soundtrack, whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between. We're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and L. King. Plus some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.